All right, let's get to the agenda from last night. It was the for the January board meeting, the organization of board of education election of officers last night.
Yeah, that's right. Every January for public bodies, we elect our officers. And so this was our first meeting of the new year, calendar year. And so we had an election of officers last night. And, you know, last year when we, in January of 2021, Mr. Bredvick has said this is going to be the last time I will accept a nomination for board president. So you guys need to get ready for change. And so this year we came into the meeting. There was a nomination of Mr. Bredvick for board president, but he said, nope, I'm not. I don't want to do that again. It's time for a new person. So we had a nomination for Mr. Brad Hayes, and there were no other nominations, and therefore Mr. Brad Hayes was elected to the position of board president. And so we start with this calendar year, halfway through this 21-22 school year, with a new board president. And so this will be my second board president since I've been in McCook. I've worked with other board presidents at my other school districts when I was superintendent in Lee, but this is my second one here. So look forward to this new era with Brad, and it's good to have Tom still amongst our board members to help provide guidance and leadership, just lots of experience there. We don't lose that experience. He's still sitting with the board, be able to help and support Brad as he takes on this new role.
Tom had been board president for how many years?
I know. Well, this is my 13th year here, and I think it's right at about 13 years, and it's possible it was 14. And he'd be better prepared to answer that question. But 13 years, at least 13 years, he's been board president.
I knew it'd been quite a few years. So
yeah, been around. That's a good tenure. It's a long time to lead, and he just wanted to take a step back and allow someone else to take that challenge. And I think that Brad will do a great job with it.
Also, vice president, secretary, and treasurer. How'd that go?
Yeah, we had a nomination had some nominations. Not everyone wanted to be an officer last night, but we did have a nomination for Teresa as vice president, and there were no other nominations that were accepted anyway. And so Teresa takes on the role as vice president. I believe she's been the vice president in the past, has been secretary, back in the vice president's role, and so Teresa, I know she'll do an amazing job in that role. And then we follow that up with the position, everyone's favorite, secretary, because everyone likes to take notes when Mr. Gross isn't in attendance. And so Mike Langan will be this year's, calendar year's board secretary. It's not a bad gig unless Mr. Gross is off at meetings or something, and then you have to take some notes. But we'll help him out with that. I take notes too, so it's not too big of a challenge.
Does Mike know shorthand everything?
Well, if he doesn't, we'll figure it out. We'll work as a team. We'll take it on as a team.
And of course, the business manager is always the treasurer, right?
That's right. Well, we do nominate that position annually, and so the business manager is the secretary who does take notes, and the treasurer. He's given that position annually by nomination, and it's that's the one that requires a second. So you have a motion, you have a second, and then the board votes to approve that, and that was approved. That's kind of the first action item that we have of approving Mr. Gross as the treasurer secretary for the Board of Education, and that gives him some, and that's in state statute, gives him some ability to take notes and to provide reports to the board on the finances.
Next up, committee appointments.
You know, that next thing on that agenda, Brad was prepared, and he basically, you don't know who's going to be the board president. I always think this is kind of weird, assigning the committee assignments that first meeting when you don't know if you're going to have the role or not. So what Brad said is we're going to continue with our committees for the remainder of the month of January to the February board meeting, and at the February board meeting, committee assignments will be handed out. And that's been kind of our practice ever since I've been here and when I was at other school districts as well. So committee assignments will not change unless they are changed in February.
Reports, communications, public participation.
Yeah, we had a wonderful presentation last night. Mrs. Sharon Bowling, who's a retired member of our faculty, came in to speak about Eleanor Carter, who was a 1948 graduate of McCook High School. She, one of the reasons that she came in to speak, Mr. Gross had asked her to come in, and she was, because she knew Eleanor Carter, and she was able to speak about her a little bit, because Eleanor, started a memorial scholarship with the school system. So she made a rather large donation to the school and her estate for the purpose of continuing education for kids. She just wanted to talk about that she'd become a teacher at Red Willow County. I believe she went to school right here in town. It's a college, started teaching in Red Willow County schools, and eventually became a member of the McCook Public Schools faculty. Sharon talked very kindly and that she was a wonderful person. She was very professional. She was innovative. She had an innovative approach to instruction. And she used special ways to engage students. We learned a little bit about last night about a calendar activity, and it involved, I can't do justice to the story that Sharon told, but it was very engaging activity, and it really engaged not just the students, but fellow teachers within her school system, as she fulfilled the responsibility of the school's library or media department at Central Elementary School. She also worked closely with teachers, and she was especially helpful to teachers in the English department in providing resources and support there. And she retired from McCook Public Schools in 1991. And her husband, Oren, was also obviously responsible for this scholarship fund, and she just spoke really briefly about him being a very, very, very talented with numbers and just a really jovial person who loved card games and those types of things. So she spoke, and it was great to hear about Eleanor Carter and her background and her story, and helped us better understand where those dollars are coming from and why she wanted to impact education in a continuing fashion.
She was one of my library teachers back in when I went to Central. Yeah.
So you could probably share more about her personally than I can. So
that was a long time ago. But no, she was a great teacher though back in the day. No question about it.
Yeah.
So that'll be coming up the official new business coming up in just a little bit.
Yep, we approve that later in the action items.
Anything else on public participation last night?
We did not have anything else from public participation.
Student board member report?
Yeah, we did have we had Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson. Gillespie. I'm sorry, Katsukes. Tucker Gillespie spoke last night.
You've been watching too much Fox, haven't you?
Well, not really, but I watch all kinds of things.
I know it. I know it.
Student board. Yeah, he talked about FFA week is coming in mid-February. And they are FFA program at McCook High School is an amazing group of kids, and Tucker's obviously an outstanding leader in that group. And one of the things that they're working on, so be ready for FFA week in mid-January, and the other or February. And the other thing that they're doing is looking at branching out into other grade levels. We have the high school, have some junior high, but I think that they're really looking at expanding their program and reaching out to lower elementary kids, and that's kind of exciting. It really is. I love 4-H. It's an amazing program for kids. Kids get involved in activities. FFA is the same way. It's just a really top-notch quality program, and getting kids involved in FFA, I really encourage parents to encourage their kids to join up. I know kids are super, super busy anymore. I understand that not everyone's going to be able to participate. But if you can, if your kid's interested, really encourage them to take a look at it. FFA builds some lifelong skill sets and knowledge and a much deeper understanding of our agricultural economy and world. And so I thought that was a great report from Tucker, and really look forward to seeing what happens there with FFA.
Any other public comments on the board?
That was it. That was all we had from last night. The board, I did have some board comments if we're there yet.
Sure.
I guess I'm skipping down maybe a little bit. We'll get to that in a little bit. So we had negotiations next.
Consent agenda.
Yep. Approved.
All that. Okay. Reports from staff members and committees, which leads to negotiations.
Negotiations, yeah. Teresa Thomas, who's our committee chair for negotiations, spoke that we've had meetings over the last several months with the MEA, which is the Teachers Association group, and that tonight we were going to present a negotiated agreement between the teachers and the school administration. the school board, I'm sorry, and that it was a real positive experience. It was good working with the teachers. Insurance has gone up quite a bit over the last year. I know maybe not when we compare that to maybe other markets in our economy, but it really seems like insurance is becoming more expensive as we go forward. But the process was positive where we have come to an agreement with the Teachers Association, and that is an action item that's approved later on in the board agenda.
Any board administrative comments then?
Yeah, I spoke a little bit about the fact that we have a meeting up in North Platte with the Educational Service Unit 15 and 16. February 2nd is the date for that. And so our board members that are able to attend, go to that meeting. They're going to hear from the NERC's representative, Mike Delaney, who's going to talk about TEOSA formula. And the TEOSA formula is the state aid formula for schools. It's the formula that the Department of Education uses. It's the one approved by the Nebraska legislature. And it's the formula used to attribute or divvy out state dollars to the different school districts across the state of Nebraska. And so he's going to give a history of the TEOSA, its origination, and how it's changed over the years. And I bet we get a little bit into some proposed changes coming up in the next year, maybe this session, maybe next session, and how that might impact the TEOSA formula and impact schools ultimately. So I think, and then they're also going to have I Love Public Schools in session there, and I think we're going to have some attorneys, school attorneys there talking about issues that schools are facing. But I think the TEOSA piece is really going to be an interesting, informative talk coming from Mike, and Mike's been around for a long time and engaged for a long time, and he'll be able to do a really good job of explaining that to board members who might not know or fully understand that formula. It's an important formula for McCook Public Schools and a couple of schools in our area. Not all the schools in our area do receive TEOSA funding, but several do, and we're one of them. And so the TEOSA formula is important for us to maintain our receipts, so we don't go over on our expenditures. It's a big part of our budget, so it'll be good for us to learn about it. And then I also talked a little bit about, I wanted to set up a couple of committee meetings, so we have activities coming up and facilities. We're going to have a facilities committee on the 14th and getting those set up. And then Mr. Gross spoke about our lunch group with OPA and how they made 15,000 cookies for the Christmas break for all kinds of people, including staff, and just the work that they've done to help keep kids fed. We also spoke about being a third of the way through the financial year and that we're right on track, basically, with both the receipts and expenditures. So we're in a good position, and that's always good to hear back from your business director. Talked about a couple of rooms. We've just finished Joe Vertrosky's room. We are waiting for some cabinets. You know, the delay on materials and products, we're impacted by it as well. We've ordered cabinets a while ago. I'll just say that. I don't want to. And we're waiting for them. And it's an unusually long wait to get those cabinets. But we have students back in the classroom. We have teaching. And when those cabinets come in, we'll put those cabinets in where they belong. And then the next room is Ben Vertrosky. The two Vertrosky brothers were the last ones to have their rooms updated. And so his is next, and that's a business technology type classroom, business class. And that's where we do a lot of our entrepreneurial work. And Ben's going to be engaged with, this year and growing into the years to come, getting kids more into career exploration, career fields, getting people out into the community. Well, his room's next, and so we're hoping to start that here really, really soon and finish that off before the end of the school year. So, and those rooms, and that'll almost complete all of our, basically all our full classroom remodels will be complete at that time. And so that's really exciting news for the high school. It's not that we're done improving the high school facility. We have some office spaces, the superintendent's office where I'm at, so that needs to be redone. And then once the office spaces are done, we have a couple more bathrooms and then hallways. And so really looking forward to making that building really seem much more modern. We started this about 10 years ago, the process of updating it, and
I want, at that point in time, we need to get that building to last 40 years. Well, now we need to get it to last 30 more years. So at least that's my goal. And so if we can get 30 more years out of that facility, that'd be great. And we would need to, and I think we've done a really, I think our maintenance staff has done a really good job, along with our technology folks. I've done a really good job, put a lot of work into it, and have done a really good job of preparing those classrooms and modernizing them so that we can continue to teach an effective level for the next 3 decades.
You need a new coat of paint in your office, don't you?
I purposefully wet. You know, our offices are the least important, right? I mean, I have great people in there, and they deserve nice facilities as well. But, you know, you want to take care of your classrooms first and make sure that those classrooms, the classrooms, are up to snuff, because that's where the education takes place. But it is a dated facility, and it was built in the 50s, and not a whole lot was done to it since it was built. So it was well-deserved upgrade to our facilities.
I know it's not on the agenda from last night, but anything new on the junior high?
Yeah, you know, a good question. We did not speak about the junior high last night, but I'll tell you this, that W Design is very, very active right now, visiting with staff members from the junior high and talking to them about what they really see, and with small groups, so like groups of fifth grade teachers, groups of sixth grade teachers, and just the teachers. You know, I'm not in there, the administrators aren't in there, really hearing from the teachers about what their needs are to help improve learning environments. And so that's really good, and really excited about that. Now, again, we absolutely have to do something with our junior high facility. What our project is in the end, we don't really know. We still need to have community meetings and hear what the community's thinking. But we know that we have to improve the academic learning environment for junior high kids. And so these meetings that we're having with those teachers are critical meetings. And that facility, something has to be done with it. One way or the other, we got to do something with that facility.
All right, we're to new business, I do believe, right?
Yes, we are.
And first of all, accepting an anonymous donation of $3,500 to cover unpaid lunch accounts.
Yeah, we did. We have a wonderful benefactor who has been generous to the school district over the past several years, provide money to help cover unpaid lunch bills. And we have some families that don't qualify for free and reduced lunch, but if you really get down into their situation, it's very difficult sometimes to pay those lunch bills. So we always make sure to feed our kids. Those bills remain outstanding, and so we had this benefactor come in and pay off a lot of those accounts for those kiddos that just, you know, need a little extra help. And so that was great. Really appreciate that person's. And he does want to do that anonymously, or she wants to do that anonymously. And we really appreciate the money, and we'll keep that at that and just say thank you.
Next up, the donation of $50,000 from the Carter family to start a scholarship fund.
Yeah, we're very grateful to Eleanor Carter and Oren Carter, who provided these dollars for a scholarship fund. $50,000 is quite a large sum. And so very appreciative to them. And that was a wonderful tribute given to the Carters earlier by Sharon Bennett. And this Memorial Scholarship Fund will really benefit and help to support the continuation of education for McCook youth moving forward for years to come. So very excited and very thankful for that. And it was approved last night.
Accepting a grant from Community Foundation for Bison Days, the amount of $3,000 for the McCook Bison Drumline, and the amount of $2,500.
Yeah, again, the McCook Community Foundation has been so very, very supportive of McCook Public Schools, and basically not just us. I mean, they do an amazing job within the community itself, and they really want to use their dollars to directly impact McCook in a positive way. And of course, Bison Days is one of those events. And we need to, we as a school, we're always trying to think, how can we do more things like Bison Days, getting kids, exposing them to new learning opportunities. That is awesome. Getting kids out into businesses in the community and building career skills. That's awesome as well. We need to continue to grow in those areas. And this continued support helps us maintain the Bison Days. And I know that when we think of other things to do, I know that the Community Foundation will be there to support us. So really appreciate that. And then the drum line, the amount of $2,500, we've all heard the drum line. You go to our games, you hear them, they're outstanding. you know, there's expenditures involved with what they do and the equipment and all those other types of things. So really appreciate that that donation and look forward to having a solid sounding, amazing group of kids playing those drums for years to come.
Also approve a negotiation agreement with the McCook Education Association for the 2022-23 school year.
Yeah, we had to approve. Yeah, that, and I spoke a little bit about that earlier in the meeting. And really, that negotiated agreement was worked on over the course of several months, and they did come to a resolution on that. And basically, what we've gone to, the base salary was increased by $1,100. There was an increase to the insurance that was a little bit higher, I'm going to just say, than years in the past. And so the total amount was right around 4.1% increase for pay and benefits for the teachers. And that's more than we've had in the past. But when you look at the cost of living, it's actually right in line or a little bit maybe lower than the cost of living increases that teachers and all of us have experienced over the last year as prices just seem to inflate.
But
it was a great process. And one of the things I always say this when I come on here, so I think probably at this point in time, most people already know, but when we do the negotiation process, we have to look at an array of schools. And this, where we settled, will probably keep us in the middle of our array, which is where you really try to be, is in the middle of that array. We don't have the dollars to be at the top, and it's hard to be competitive with the hunt for quality teachers when you're at the bottom. So this helps keep us in the middle of that array. And so really appreciate the board and the MEA for working through that and working in a positive way and, you know, keeping the focus on, you know, quality teaching and quality instruction for our kids.
We are already. Oh,
we had one more item. Okay. We did accept the resignation for Dr. Tracy Adams. She's a sixth grade teacher, reading teacher at the junior high. And so she had a very complimentary resignation letter, but I think she's just ready to go do something different. And so we're going to miss Tracy. She was an absolutely wonderful teacher for us. She's really, truly a professional and has done just an amazing job for us. So we encourage her to continue to impact the world in a positive way in the future.
We are to positive comments.
Let me pull those up real quick. All right. So we start positive comments with Loretta. It doesn't start with Loretta. It starts with Tucker. Tucker Gillespie. Mrs. Davidson. He wanted to talk about Mrs. Davidson and the speech program and just how wonderful and basically impactful that program has been. One of the things he commented on, and I like statistics and numbers, and I'm kind of analytical in that way, and he says that we have a lot of new and young members. So you got a lot of freshmen in the group, and he said that 50% of them medaled at the last event. I didn't write down where the event was at, but that is really impressive to get half of your kids to medal. I mean, speech is very, very, very competitive, and so really impressed with what Mrs. Davidson's doing, and obviously I'm impressed with what our kids are doing in our speech program. Dennis thanked the school for making decisions in the best interests of our student safety. And we've had some bad weather, and those are not fun decisions for a superintendent to make, and it's oftentimes hard to make the right decision, but he was thankful that we were, you know, trying to keep kids safe. And then we had an emergency situation in the community this last weekend, and he was thankful that we kept student safety as our priority. And those are, again, another tough decision. And I'll talk about that a little bit with mine later on. Tom was thankful for the new leadership on the board and looking forward to being an active member in a different role. And so Tom's done an amazing job. He's been an outstanding board president. And it's you don't always get recognized, but he really has provided very, very solid leadership for McCook Public Schools and been very visionary, and I think he's made a huge difference for the school system. Teresa talked about the coffee club, talked about Tucker Gillespie and being a part of the coffee club and the great job that they do in promoting schools on the airwaves. Mike believes the school system is run very well, and taking care of safety of our students was really important to him, and he was very happy to see that we made a decision to protect kids. And he also commented on the boys' basketball team. They just had a really, really competitive game on Saturday night, did an amazing job, and came out victorious over a very, very good Sydney boys' basketball team. Loretta was also commenting on the basketball game, but in a different way. Commented on the play-by-play that comes from our boys in Mr. Ben Petrosky's class and the work that they do in announcing those games on YouTube. I think they're using YouTube and streaming that out live. And then also commented on how we keep our websites updated. You can find information there. She likes the change to our school's websites. And that's been a process. It's not perfect. We still have some things to do on that and make it better. But it's going well. And it's been a big change for the school system, to be honest with you. We've had to do some things differently. Jeff talked about one of our maintenance staffs, Ricky. He is a quality worker. And he's had to step into a new role. We've had an individual that has been out for some surgeries, you know, Ricky's had to step up and get into a new role, and he's learned some of our systems, and he's doing a great job with it. So I think my comment on that would be, you know, sometimes our jobs change, and when you take it on with a positive attitude and throw yourself into it and work hard, usually ends up with a positive result. So really glad about that. And, you know, we have a lot of staff members like that, just proud of our staff. Brad commented on the community support, community support throughout the community with the donations. That was a big deal. We talked about that earlier in the meeting and was really excited about that. The other item that he talked about, we had some kids at the junior high who were identified as students of the month. Caitlin Joyce, Hotelling, Psalm Frank, Travis Hoke, Eileen Pullman, Fatima Rodriguez Hernandez and Asalong. Sorry, I should have read that through before I put it on the air, but Asalong. And so really excited about those kids being amazing kids in our junior high and being leaders and making a difference by being just great students. And so really appreciate that. And then I talked about Craig and Jake. They had a tough decision on Saturday night when we had some things go down in the community. We didn't have a lot of information, especially initially, so we had to do some investigating. We had to make some contacts, talk to some law enforcement folks, and you know, at the end of the day, it didn't take a super long time to make the decision to have to postpone the Color Day dance. But it was still a tough decision, and those are not fun decisions to make because you know how much kids look forward to those events, how they've prepared for those events, and so then when you have to cancel it or postpone it, it's a difficult decision to make, but it was the right one to postpone it to another date and just make sure that we're putting kids' safety in before anything else. So really appreciate the work that they did, and also I commented on our elementary reading staff. We have what's called a reading list, and it's students that just need a little extra support to get caught up, and so from the beginning of the year, the elementary has cut that in half, which 50%, which is, according to Greg, our largest gain in a half a year. And I said, since you cut it in half the year, we shouldn't have anybody on it by the end of the year. So that's the goal. And when I say should, that's a difficult goal to reach, by the way. But that's what we work for. And our elementary staff's just done a really, really good job. And I think it's a testament to how talented our staff is at the elementary, just how quality our teachers are and how hard they're working to teach our kids to read at grade level.
So you're going to make that color dance at another date?
Yeah, I'm sorry, and I should have announced that. Yeah, that's going to be February 22nd. Okay, so we didn't cancel it. It is postponed. So If you now we just need to hope that there's no bad weather.
February, you never know.
February 22nd. Let's have a nice evening that night and let our girls wear those dresses that they've purchased and let that event take place. So
is that a Friday or Saturday?
That's a Saturday.
It is a Saturday. I'm looking down there.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I know it's a Saturday. So hopefully, and if you're in the high school and I got the wrong date, I'm sure you'll figure it out.
Well, it's good. The kids got to have a chance to have that.
Yeah, they do. It's one of those events that's really important to our kids, and it's popular, so we want to make sure it occurs.
All right. Next meeting for the school board, February
14th.
Valentine's Day.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Surprised there wasn't a motion to change that.
I know it. Well, you get through the agenda early, and you can still go out and maybe have a Valentine's Day dinner.
I can't think of a better way to spend Valentine's Day. I really can't.
I have no. I don't know what people, to comment on that.
People you love, right?
There you go. There you go. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time, and have a great rest of the week. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yep. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.